You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Aotearoa is continuously inching closer to building Pakitaha, a mainland kakapo sanctuary near Wellington. The project was initially proposed by Zealandia founder Jim Lynch a few years ago, with plans to build a large fence around Wainuamata. The project is continuing to grow in likelihood and feasibility, so I spoke to project leader and Greater Wellington Regional Councillor Thomas Nash about what steps have recently been taking place.
Could you please explain what the history of the Pukitaha project is?
So the history here is that, you know, from my perspective, you know, I was elected to the Regional Council in 2019, and one of the first things I did was I went to a lunchtime talk that Jim Lynch, who's the founder of Zealandia, was giving for staff at Greater Wellington. And at the end of his talk, I asked him, what should we be doing now that, you know, 30 years in the future, we'll be thinking, I'm glad we did that. And he had a few ideas. And then a couple of weeks later, we met up and he pitched a bunch of ideas. And one of them was to put a predator exclusion fence around the ridgeline above the headwaters of the Wainuiomata River, which is water catchment area that's managed by Greater Wellington Regional Council. And I said, hey, that sounds amazing. Let's do it. And so, yeah, so that's how it all kicked off.
Why does Aotearoa need a kakapo eco-sanctuary?
I would describe this as a sanctuary for threatened species more broadly. It's obviously an area that will provide a potential breeding site for kakapo because it has mature fruiting bimu in abundance, which is a rare setup for mainland forests in Aotearoa, New Zealand. But it will also provide habitat for rohi kiwi, which are also threatened, and hihi, not to mention species like kōkako, tieke, kaka, you know, a bunch of species, as well as, you know, flora and other fauna that will flourish in this area. So we need it because we can't just rely on offshore islands like Kapiti and Whenuahou and others. We at some point, those are going to be full, and we're going to need to bring species back to the mainland. And if we haven't eliminated predators by the time we need to do that, then we're going to need some fence sanctuaries.
So what recently has happened that has helped you guys get through the next phase of building this place?
So we set up a working group. Well, the first thing we did was we talked to the mana whenua of Pukitaha, which is Tamaki Whānui ki te upoko o te ika Māui. And, you know, we approached them with this idea and, you know, at the beginning of 2020, and may even have been late 2019, and, you know, they said, hey, this is right in line with our aspirations and with the restoration of the body of this forest. So, you know, if you want to start a venture, then, you know, do it with us from the beginning. And so we have done that. And in 2020, we set up a working group, classic council style working group, to investigate the possibility, and we commissioned Jim Lynch to do a feasibility study. And just today we have adopted a resolution that receives that detailed feasibility study, which establishes the feasibility of the sanctuary, and we've agreed to, you know, proceed with the next steps. So, yeah, huge milestone that we've reached this week, and lots of work to go to ahead of us.
What sort of environment and nutrients do kakapo and other endangered birds need to survive?
So the one thing that the kakapo needs that we've understood about them is the fruit of the little berry of the rimu tree, and so that requires mature rimu, and you need quite a few of them in an area to be able to sustain you know, a population, a breeding population of kakapo. And that's why this oh, that's my baby here. Sorry.
That's all right.
That's why this area is so, you know, so unique in many ways, because it does have, you know, it was spared from logging in the late 1880s because it was a water catchment, and it just has this, you know, abundance of these huge majestic remu. So yeah, that's one thing. But beyond that, it is an old growth forest, so it was never, you know, it was never logged, it was never milled, and so it is very high energy. It's very biodiverse compared to other lowland podocarp forests in the North Island. So yeah, it's high energy. It's got a lot of food to support a lot of species.
How will pests entering the sanctuary be combated?
Well, once you have a fence, then you will have a very, very high chance of excluding all pests. The only pets that we probably can't exclude is mice. But the impact of mice is probably not huge on the, you know, in terms of affecting the recovery of the species we're talking about. But, you know, we the idea is you build a fence, you eradicate all of the pests within the fence line, and then you have intensive monitoring of the fence line to ensure that any incursions that happen are quickly snuffed out. And you also have backup plans that are in place so that you can make sure that you're, you know, doing constant monitoring within the sanctuary site to make sure that if things do get through, then you can catch them really quickly. And there's a lot of really good technology that's being trialled by, for example, zero invasive predators. So Zip down in Westland and the South Island, and they've had hugely encouraging results down there. So that's the sort of thing we could rely on outside the fence line to make sure that not only do we have a sanctuary that is successful inside the fence line, but that we maintain it and expand the sort of halo effect outside of the fence line, right into the Nemutaka Range and over into the Oromalawa Valley, for example.
What does the future of Pukitaha look like, and is there any way that our listeners can help?
I mean, the future of Pukitaha is, you know, let's think, 10 years from now, I think we'll have the fence up. Mm-hmm. And then beyond that, it's going to be a question of, you know, translocating the species, which is really a question for Maitahu, who are the kaitiaki of the kākāpō. And, you know, if the conditions are right for them, then that can happen. And then, you know, beyond that, we would start to see, hopefully, breeding of some of these threatened species within the sanctuary. The initial assumptions are that we could have up to 150 birds, which would almost double the, you know, global population of kākāpō just in this one site. And, you know, we could be looking at changing the threatened species status of, you know, a number of species just with this single intervention.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.